So we're holding a Zayin Amud Aleph, three lines at the bottom. We have a quote from the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, by Menudah Niloch, Rabbi Akiva was Hayechekhe Bezeh L'Hachmer. He was inclined to be Mahachmer on that. So the Ram points out, it means Menudah Niloch, Shani Ocheloch. It's not better than the other Shabbos in the Mishnah, which Shmuel says you need Shani Ocheloch. I'm a buyer, Mother Rekiva Linyan Malkus, Shane of Loika. But Rekiva just inclined the Chumrah, so you can't get Malkus. Deem came because Rekiva was saying it as a definitive psak. This year Rekiva Machmer, so you say Rekiva. The Chumrah say not, Rekiva says yes. Losh the Mechach, Zelach HaHachmer is much more, he's not sure. Okay, Amar Papa, that like this. Benedina minoch the kuliyamul apliga the oser. Mishamtana minoch the kuliyamul shori. B'may pligi b'menuda niloch. Okay, so if he says Nadina minoch, I'm going to separate myself from you. Again, with the word shani acholoch. So that's the language of a person distancing himself from somebody else in the sense, just like meruchah works. If you say shani ocheloch, he means to make a lashon neder. So nadina, I am being menada myself minoch shani ocheloch in regards to achila is a clear lashon of neder. If he says Lashon HaMashamtana, so he doesn't mean, even though he says Shani Ocheloch, again, if it would have worked with Shani Ocheloch, so Lashon of Nidui, in conjunction with being used as Cherim, it's also used as an idea of distancing. Mashamtana is not used in a Lashon of other than in Lashon of Shabta. So so there's no way to he's trying to generate a Shabta, but it's not Lashon of Neder, right? So where's the Machlokes? My pligi. Once I've told you that Lashon of Nadina works, Mishamta doesn't work, so how do I look at the Lashon of Menuda Anilach again with Shani Ocheloch? That so the Rabbanan say Lashon of Menuda as opposed to Nadina, I am being Menada myself, but I am in a state of being Menuda from you, is using a lot. Why? Because there's a Cherit. So not because of Lashon of Neder. And Rekiva compares it to the act of Nadina, I am being Menada, I am distancing myself from you. Okay. So the more pliga the Rav Kista. So this statement of right. This statement of Rav Papa that they're not arguing with Lashon HaMashamta is not like Rav Kista. The Hugaber the Umber Mishamtana Benichse Degrei the Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba. So he uses Lashon of I'm being Mishamtono from his property. Also the commander of Chista. So Amalei Les the Choshle Lohod Rebbe Kiva. So we don't pass like Rebbe Kiva. But according to our Papa, this is nothing new to Rebbe Kiva, because according to everybody, a Lashon of Mishamtono is not a Lashon of Neder. See, according to Rebbe Kiva, would not be a problem. So I don't have to say, but nobody holds it. Nobody, we don't pass the Rebbe Kiva. Rekiva didn't argue with the case according to her papa. So apparently Rav Chisda learned that Rekiva did argue. And then I have to now decide, do we pass like Rav Akiva or not? He says, no, nobody holds like Rav Akiva. So you see, for Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda holds that they are arguing by case of Misham Tana as well. Okay. We're actually learning, move into one or two halachas of Chayrim after this. Let's see the Ran. So the Ran's back on Amud Aleph. In the wide lines, about seven lines, eight lines down. Eight. It means, person who's not sure. When he's chacha ba'atzmo, he's sort of like rubbing against himself. He's like trying to figure out. They said yochel baruch. He can't figure it out. Inam miloshin chayich klamer shohayim matim lechikoy lahachmer. It's a lot of language of a palate. He's trying to make it palatable to himself. He's trying to find a way to say it in a way which sounds you could digestible. That it's iser. Whatever bekiva in malchus. Shena loike. Rabbi says it doesn't get mal. Even Rabbi agrees doesn't get mal. Because the homestavka who, the homisveka who, shohayah machmer. He's saying since he's masupik, he's being machmer. Lo shohayah double borer. That wasn't because it was for sure, and therefore there's no malchus. Mizal deran sheminan the others name of the malchus is rabu diloi my brother Rabbi shita. So this, at best, it's a yad. So you see that had it been a clear lashon, it would be malchus. So a yad does have a din of malchus on it. It's the ribui of yad works also regards to malchus. The reason why he's pointing this out. Right. The Ran pointed out before that Yodas get Malchus also. That's why the Mordor doesn't want to learn out from Mammon, does not want to learn out from Mammon, you know, because then you wouldn't get Malchus. Right. The problem is a Mishnah Melech. What he say on Shemini Adin on Mamet Sinu. Back upon him, there's Malchus. The dinam in the Kol Yama Oser Klamer Oser Beloike. It's a full netter with a Chiyah Malchus, etc. Miu Daka with the Amar Shani Yocholok. The dinam in Loch Shani Yocholok. Klamer Shmuel Yael. Klamer Mifreshadim Imcha. Mifrechakanim Imcha. The Kula Not Shiyemer Shani Yocholok. So the Medina is a form of Loshon Merchukani, which works with Shani Yecholok. Mishamisna minoch kliyam ashori. They feel Amr Shani Yecholok, even though he said Shani Yecholok, Isur Nami Lekub, it's not Osir. Change the Loshon Neder, a Loshon Shamta, the language of Cherub. So lashon of from his property is the same thing. Saying, it's equivalent idea of saying shani echoloch. But according to her puppet, nobody holds that's a problem. According to Rechista, Rekiva holds it is a problem. My pligim menuda minoch, menuda aniloch, menuda. Again, and he added Shani Yecholoch. I listen to Menuda, Mashma Hachi, Mashma Hachi. So it can mean a language of Cherim, or a language of being distancing himself from the person with Shani Yecholoch is a valid letter. Keep a listen to Nidu Yehu. Klamer, Shavshu Loshan Rechuk, Vehevdol. it's a form of distancing. Can we for shani brichukani? Can we think of behadav benidasa b'sav to brichukah? So the word benidasa is also a brichuk. People only use it in conjunction with a care. Okay. Then the more said, according to Chista, he alma ksar b'mishamtana pligi. According to Chista, they also arguing in the case of Shamta. The Sile, that he holds the time of the Rekiva. Rekiva, the Shabbi Nafshi b'hadeg, kimishumas, lesser hanaba. She came Persian in a Meshumah Samanuda. He understands it's not the language, it's a language of distancing. But rather, he's making a comparison. The same way, one who's in a state of Kherim, you must distance yourself. So we're also, I want to distance myself. So even though he had a Lashon of Kherim, and he's not putting the guy in Kherim, because he can't put the guy in Kherim necessarily. But he wants us to be dealt with as if it would be similar to a cherem, that there should be an issur neder. That's the understanding of Akiva. So the Rambam linyan halacha, look, how long Kribi Akiva? We don't pass like Kribi Akiva. Minar minan, Chisda said, the less the chashla. Nobody's concerned with Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Right, the Kamelon Halacha Kribi Akiva mechaveroi. Well, let mechaveroi. We're understanding if that's the Halacha Kribi Akiva and the Rabbana, the Chachamim. We have a rule: we pass the Kribi Akiva over any one of his colleagues, singular, but not over them as a group, plural. Nedina minoch sheni yorech halach oster v'loike. So, but. Rapapa said, in Lashon Nadina Minoch, Shin Yoch Halach, everybody's Moira. So then you get to Malkus. Nadina Minoch will chud a shari, because it's a Yad Shein Machiach, and Shemuel passed away, that doesn't work. Menuda Niloch, Shin Yoch Halach, Nami Shari, Vein Tzach Lamer, Misham Tana, Minoch, Shin Yoch Halach. Well, these will not be a problem. Chayt Posir Zand, Rabban Zalbe Chachoysav, Mispar Bezad Dibri Rambam, Shkos Berk Alba Hichos Adorm, the Rambam's lashon is not clear. So the Rambam Yerushalmi, culture of the Yerushalmi, Kiva Yechokim is a lahachmer. Lisa is called Nechosav. He meant that it'd be also for the person totally. Can the Tamer come out to Tamer like we say? Pas says Yacharam Kol Ruchushoy Vehu Yibodem Mitech Oedo. So Ezra. Put out a cherem. Whoever did not respond to the call of returning, b'yachar b'chol rechusha, all of his property becomes hefker, becomes removed from him, and he has to separate himself out b'tach kahal from the tzibur. So use the lashon of. So you see that the idea of cherem is from the person, the person's property totally. So over here, when the Kibbe says, according to Shalmi, menuda ani loch, without saying shani yoch loch, so it means I'm menuda. I mean from all that we assume that means from all the property. My avdin lay rabbanon. So what did rabbanon do with that pasuk? Charmahu benidui bezdin. That's a chumrah which applies to cherem of a bezdin, but not over here. So Yerushalmi is learning along the lines of Rav Chista that it's not that the word nidui is lashon of distancing itself, but they're saying this functions like a language of cherem, and using the language of cherem to be a netter. So Rav Kiva says that works. The Chum say it doesn't work. The Yerushalmi's approach is not really the approach of the Bavli. Time of the Yerushalmi, who learned Shekim and Shasa Atzma Kimenuda, is also he's it's a form of Cherem. It's not a cherem issue. It's using a language of distancing. Our Gemara says, if I'm a shumat from you, everybody else is mutter. If it's a language of cherem, why? It's a language of cherem. So the Bible is learning the lashon of distancing, and the Sham learns the lashon of cherem. The mihosh shemin and behedya, the menuda shenidu bezdin, osel hanus min chosav. The menuda behedya is mutter. She said we should walk away. The Ronan said the difference in case with someone is done by the bezdin, someone is done by an individual. And they're saying, by yes, Yochram called Rechushai, everything of the person's property became not to be used. So the Kherim applied to the property as well. And here we're saying that it doesn't apply because that's the Chumro Bezdin, but individual, the property does not become Osir. So when I put somebody in Kherim, I'm allowed to, the Rebbeinu Baruch is saying, I'm allowed to benefit from him, from his property, just not from him directly. And if Bezdin does it, it's also even min lechosav. V'hanu uvda the high dover mishisa mi lechisa the shayir of chisda. So since he's saying I'm a shuman from the person of lechosim, since it was the cherem of a hedyit, so that doesn't work. So the Ran ve'nidzim mechover this din that Beruvorch is saying is not right. The language of neither does not create an isser on the person's property. Right? So that what he's saying, when Bezdin does it, it's also the husband of Chosav, is not true. Even when Bezdin does it, it's much to benefit from the person's property. I, the Pasuk in Ezra, Elavari, Cherem shall bezen hagodol, shiny, dolem tve, of a Cherem and bezen, ba'amol le mitzri nechusai.
What's the wonder after shiny?
The olim, strong.
Strong.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Called the olim gvar, whoever stronger wins. Okay. Fine. Zot Gemara. Amr be'ila Amr Rav. Nidol b'fonav. A material ele b'fonav. So if they put the person into cherem, they brought the person in when they did it. So when they take away the cherem, they have to bring the person in also. It was done not in his presence. They came out there even without him being there. Okay. Amar Chanan Amar Rav. Hashemeh Haskar Hashem Mipi Chaveroi Sarach Lindoisa. The person hears somebody saying Hashem Shemayim Levatolo. So he is to be put into, he should be put in cherem, and v'imlon yudo, if the listener did not respond by putting the speaker in cherem, who atzma yehei benidui, he himself should be, Ron says, roy to be put in cherem, because he apparently is not bothered by this desecration of the Shem's name. Shkamokim Shaskar Shashem Matsuya Shom Anias Matsuya. We know that when there's Shkar Shem is said indiscriminately, said what it said Lavatola, that generates Anias. Anias is Kamisa, it's like death. Shemit says by Bershem tells Moshe he can go back because Kamisa Huanashim. The people which desired to kill you have died. So it's referring to Dosan and Abiram, like Rashi says. They're still alive. We see them later on, but it means that they had become impoverished, and therefore they no longer had any weight. Their words no longer had any weight with Paro. So you're safe. Tanya kol mokum shenosu chal minem by misa oy oyni. So we know that the response to the place where the Chum are giving a punishment, focusing on something that something did wrong, the is equivalent to Misa. So we're dealing potentially with putting a person into a death situation. So obviously that's very Chomer. So this is, by doing so, a person deserves to be put in a chair. Okay. Omer Rebbe Abba, Havakim the Kameh de Rav Huna. I was with Rav Huna. I was standing in front of Rav Huna. Shemua v'hach itzah. The Afka has cursed Hashem l'batola. So Rav Huna heard this woman saying Hashem Shemayim l'batola. So Shamta, he put her in the cherub. V'sharla l'alter b'apa. And then he was mad to her immediately. Did not leave her. Sometimes you find that cherub, the person has to stay in this state of cherub for 30 days. Over here, there's more elements of being, like Ron says, possibly symbolic, etc. So he made the cherem, and then he was mat to her immediately. So as you can see from the story, three things. So you can see that the proper response to that situation is putting a cherem. We stressed that he was mat to her b'fonav. Why are we stressing? Because since he put her in cherem b'fonav, he was there when it happened. So she was in his presence. We're stressing that he was mat to her the same way. You do not need to leave a time lapse. You can make the isser and then be mat to the isser. Loshon ha'for means loshon ha'fatora. You don't have to wait.
Saying this private nidoid, so what effect does it have on others?
If it's an appropriate situation, the person is supposed to be put in cherem, it's effective to everybody.
So you could have a hedyo who, you know, for Haskaras Hashem, for instance, that would be, applied to everybody.
Yeah. Omer Gidol Merav, Tamachokum Menada La'atzmoy, Umefer La'atzmoy. He has the ability to put himself in Cherem. He did something which is wrong. So Cherem is part of the Kippurah process. So he has the ability to put himself into Cherem. He also has the ability to take him out of the cherem, himself out of that cherem. Versus Pshita, what's the Kiddush? He has that power. So when the Rishonim says, because it's Lav Dafka Tamachochem, this applies to even a non-Tamachochem. So Pshita, the Mora says, I would have thought in general the person who's imprisoned has no way to get out of the prison. You need outside help. So to take himself out of the cherem is more difficult than putting himself into the cherem. What's an example of this? When one of the Talmidim did something inappropriate which requires a cherem, so he was very uncomfortable with putting a person who's learning into cherem, but he had to do it. So what he would do is Meshamis Nafshe Bereisha V'Hodim Meshamis Bar Beirav. He put himself in the cherem also. So that will lessen the Bizoyan if the Rosh Hashiva is also in that state, so it's not as embarrassing for the Talmud. The most of the Chiyah Lebe say, Shari Lenavshe, Vahadar Shari Le. When you come home, so now he has a situation to say that all of his B'nai Bayis have an Isra of Chayim from him. says very nice. He wants to do it to help the Talmud, but he's putting a burden on his whole family. So he'd be matter himself, and he'd also be matter the Talmud as well. Okay. So that's the Gemara, the Tidaran. Top of the page. Zofav aim material of the Bafana. The Kiman, the Bafana Nido. So why is this? So Ron says, Tupshatim. The first one Ron says it's just a question of level of strength. The second one is a question of a Chashad, Marisayan issue. So first shot like this, the Kiman Nido, Bafana Nido, if you did it when the person is there, Olam Niduye, it's a very strong theorem. Well, Ma'akar Ela Bafana, you need the person's presence to remove it. You find such a concept that there can be different levels of halachic validity. Says that if you got the other 10 people to make the issur, you need 10 people to remove the issur. So why? Because it's more common when it's done with the power of a minion. So we're also that the Ran. We can say when it's done with the person's presence is more chomer. So the Rambam only hear it. That's the first shot that I heard. But I don't find that that's correct. Al time of the milsim mishum the chashad. The problem here is it's an issue of chashad. The material loy shalav afanav. They put him in chayrim with his presence, with his knowledge. So he knows he's in chayrim. Now he sees people being naughty with him, not based on the chayrim. The material shall be found of Pamishi Tiru, Ramnuda Loyoda, so the matter, and he will not know. If he will not know, neither with him, the Chashara could come to be Chashara that they're doing something wrong. Like a Chashara. The same way they put him in, they can take him out without him there. Okay. Come on, this is a parallel idea by a case of Neder. So the same idea over here. Over there by Neder, the reason the time of Mishum Chashara. If that's true, if they inform the Menuda that he's no longer in Chayrim, so then you don't need to do Bavada. If the problem is because it's a question of strength, so you need Bavada. If we're saying it's not a question of strength, it can be done without his presence. Question: should you do it? The answer is: if you inform him, you could. Furthermore, even if they didn't inform him, if they did do a hatorah on the chayrim, it works. To have awe from the Bereshit's name. It goes under the umbrella of having Yira from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is not Shem. This is not Bracha Lebatol. This is Shem Shemayim Lebatol. If the listener did not put the speaker into Cherem, he himself will be in Nidui. This doesn't mean he's Benidui. Lo Shehei Benidui Me'elo. It's not automatic. There are cases which are automatic. It's as it were, we could have, as it were, the Chachamim setting up a standardized Chayrim. Whenever a person does X, he's automatically in Chayrim. We could do such a thing, but that's not the case over here, because we're saying that what happened, this person A says the Shem Shemayim L'Tolo, B has to put him in Chayrim. Why is it automatic? Apparently we didn't make it automatic. Okay, but you didn't do it, you're automatically in Chayrim. So it means the listener is more calmer than the speaker. That's not logical. We're saying clearly here that the one who says it needs an act of putting him in chayr. So then, how could you say B'shoisek, the listener who's quiet is more chomer than the one who says it. That's not mistabru. Ella kinamor. So it means he's right. If a person doesn't respond, they're right to be put in chayr. Shemachom b'alkim. Time of kiyoyev l'mayat d'minu z'mihim lo yinidu yehuatsu yehebe nidoi. So why do we put him in Nidoi? Why should we, now the gears on the side is unshoit Chomer, because he's already in a he's in a dangerous situation. There's an ownership of Aeneas, which is like Misa. Shem Aeneas Mitzuyuk L'chsiv Chomach Mishar Asker Shmi Avoy Alech Reticha. And with Arshim in Haskar Hashem the Mitzah Mevi'a Baruch of Oysher Haskar L'shav Geremes Aeneas. It's one argument why it brings any tsunami. It says, "V'chol v'chilatu or v'chilatoy v'seitzav esabanov." It destroyed everything, all of his property as well. But the more medami is kar shem shmaim lebatolo l'shua sheker, the more it equates it to. So right now, the person is in danger of having all of his giving the state of poverty, which is equivalent to misa. By putting him in cherem, we're giving him the ownership of cherem. He's saved from misa, from oni, which is like misa. So doing him a favor. And kolbakim shem shemaim, askar shem is there. It means both. That applies even to the listener. So we want to save the listener from what he's from that situation. We're saving him by putting him in cherem. How do we know that Aeneas is like misa? It's shemar kimesu kol ha'anashim. They didn't die. Communally, come on, parrot. Rabbi Eliezer, the Maida Havu, the Mihavi Havu, they're still in existence. How do we know? The Chawakim Shanimar Nitzim Unitzavim Einim Eladosim Abiram. It's describing people, how they're acting. So they're Nitzim, they're fighting, or Nitzavim, they're standing. Those are the shredders which are used by Dosim Abiram. We extrapolate to other cases in Chumash that's referring to Dosim Abiram. We do not have a machlokes karach. So we know they were there at the time of karach. We know that they're there in other places where they're challenging Moshe. So what do you mean they died? They didn't die. Elav Nesha Ha'anu, they became impoverished. Omer, the pasuk says ki mesu. Elav Rabinu the Hasam. So Ron says, I have a question. We know that there's a brisa which says there's four people considered like a mace. So how do we know over here this was Oini? Maybe it was one of the other three? There's four people which are equated to death, that they're dead, which is Oni, impoverished person, Suma, a person who's blind, Mitzara, person who is in Mitzara, Mishael Lebonim. The sixth parsha, she says, "Havli bonim v'imai meisanochi." Without children, it's like she's dead. So, Tehran, even though that's true, so we're saying, listen, they didn't die, so they became like a mace. So maybe it means they became sumas or mitzaras, or they didn't have any children. How do we know it means they became impoverished? But halchavari me'anias kamer over here, the pasuk is referring to Aeneas. They ain't learned shenistemu. You can't say they became blind. So they were challenging Moshe. Even if you blind us, we wouldn't come. But you're blind already. Obviously, they weren't blind. They were amongst Chai, so when it happened. Maybe they had become Mitzrayim at the time when Moshe Rabbeinu was going back to Mitzrayim to go to Paro, passing that they're dead. It means maybe it means that they were Mitzrayim. You see later on that they're Bekarev Kol Yisrael. The answer is Shenisrapu. Well, like, remember Shenisrapu Mamatan Torah. We know all of Christ was healed by Mount Tara, so Dosim Abiram would have been healed. So maybe maybe it's referring to Tzaraas. You're seeing later on that they didn't have Tzaraas. Yeah, because that's after Mount Tara. So Duran, that's not a good argument. Darbin and Shechazul Lemuman b'Maisa Ha'Egel. That which all of Christ was, all of their various different ailments and illnesses were healed by Mount Tara. They all came back after the Chet Egel. So this is taking place after the Chetegel. He said, had they had this problem, it would have come back. Like a member should that maybe so it's not because there's sumas, because we know they had sight. It's not because of tsaras, because we know they're careful Yisrael. So what's the question? Maybe means they didn't have children. So the round they can't be. The Russian says, you go back to Mitzrayim, everything is good because the people which were endangering your life don't have any children. Okay. What's the argument? People like that, they're aniyim, and the power ignores them, so they can't endanger you. Oh, that's an argument. But they say, should we try? They come to us and I want to be an informer. He says, one second, do you have any kids? You can be an informer. Otherwise, you can't. What's the sheikhs? Yes, but a person who comes impoverished, then the government doesn't take him seriously.
Nah, I would have thought that they were impoverished to mean, you know, once they're in slavery, they're impoverished. So they were impoverished the whole time.
I mean,
they weren't.
They were shoytrim. They weren't. They weren't. They were. They were.
The Jews had things, though, even though they were slaves.
So
they weren't impoverished.
I mean, I don't know whether the average one was. I mean, we don't know that they had any. The people who were slaves. I mean, basically, I don't know. When were you getting property? I'm not sure how they. We see that the Kleisel became enriched when they left Mitzrayim. They took spoils.
Yeah.
I don't know whether they how much they had beforehand.
Well, we know they ate. They were eating good. They went back. They wanted the cucumbers and all the things that they asked for, and the fish and all that. They were taking.
I don't know whether those the parsha of the pasuk is faulting Kleisel that they were questioning about that. You know, remember the pickles were good. Mitzrayim, pickles are not so expensive. Like, that's what you're remembering. You see, the Chazal said when you have that one or two of this, something will happen, means that they have to be equally fair. If they're equal, otherwise it's not fair. My area, Shemayim Askaras Hashem and Pichavera, the circle and those. Harbinim Yishnami calls and it's a kashura circle and those. If I see somebody acting against the law, I have to put him in chirim. So what's loved after Askaras Hashem Shemayim? He was planting seeds between the vineyard, the vines, which is Klayim, Omri, Nisi, Marab, and Hashem, let's put him in Kerem. Because he's doing something wrong. The Rebbe, Chazitzel, HaGarba, the Habi, Mochil, Ibn Agadol, he was hitting his adult son. The person should put in Kerem, because he's overly thniver. If you hit a little child, he'll hit back. You hit an adult, he might hit back. You're tempting him. So that's a form of lift the ever. So he's getting chayim for lift the ever. It's lav dafka because of b'shem shemayim levatolim. You're right. This, if I see something doing something wrong, any halacha, I'd be doing the mazin, etc. I should put the person in chayim, but. The point over here is what's unique about Sheikh Shemayim Levatola is if the listener doesn't do anything, if the witness doesn't do anything, he himself becomes Roy for Kherim. That doesn't apply by other Averis. The person sees if Reuven sees Shimon doing Lifnei Iver, he could put Shimon in Kherim for doing Lifnei Iver, but if Reuven didn't do it, we say, oh, now Reuven is right to be in Kherim also. That we don't say. You don't need a time lapse. Hiksha Batois is the Roman Parak Bela Magalchid. Let's hold it here. Okay.